You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabach.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. Didn't see you standing there. Welcome to the show, folks. This is a Tuesday night in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. And gather the whole family around the radio tonight, folks, because I have an excellent show for you. Great guests, lots of fun topics to discuss, a great question. But first, let's say hello to the man, the myth, the legend. Well, I don't know about the legend. He's not quite there yet, but I'm talking about, of course, Conrad with a K, Krieger.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
I got to give a special shout out to my mom. It's her birthday.
Hey, that's fantastic, as I cough into the mic.
Nothing like celebrating the cough.
Jeez, no, that's a birthday cough, though, yes. For what it's worth. Yeah. Happy birthday, Mrs. Krieger, or Paula. Do you think I'd be on first name basis with your mom at this
point? So. I think so.
It's been over 2 years, so I think.
Yeah.
She can call me Pete.
She's not listening, though.
Why not?
She's having a margarita.
Can't you do both? That's the beautiful thing about radio.
But I still want to give a shout out.
Yeah. Are you going to tell us how old she is?
She's 30.
Wow.
Yeah. My brother's older than.
Your brother's older than your mom. Okay. I'm sure you're from Wisconsin. Happy birthday, Mrs. Krieger. Paula, Steve's wife, whatever you prefer. Conrad's mom. Nightlight listener, hope you have a great day and take it easy on those margaritas. Conrad has told us at length how you and Steve got him hammered on his 21st birthday. So
yes, that is true.
Are they in Florida right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I called her this, earlier to say happy birthday, and she said, yeah, it's 70, it's cooling down. Okay.
You know what, Mom? I take it back.
It's like 20 degrees here, but feels like probably like, 10 or whatever, but.
Because of the wind chill, you mean?
Yeah.
See, I feel like it feels warmer because it's been so damn cold.
It actually did feel like when I walked out of my apartment, I was like, shorts?
Yeah. I know. It's insane. Not for you, though. You're a shorts, year-round shorts guy.
No, not really anymore, but.
That's true. I think when I met you, you were. But lately, you seem like you've kind of converted to more commonsensical approaches to winter dress.
Yeah, so. I've been wearing pants more. That's good.
Yeah, it's good in the winter. You're a proud Wisconsinite. Hey, we have a great show tonight, folks. Glad you're here. The phone lines are always open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Get a hold of us at some point during the show. Love when you guys participate. It makes the show that much more fun. And we've got news, sports, and weather in about 20 minutes. Thank you, sir. That's coming up. We will keep you informed here at Civic Media, as always. And some great guests tonight. But first, on the show, in the next segment, we're going to talk about our Olympian of the day. We're profiling one Olympian, not like a serious deep dive, but just giving you someone to cheer for as the Olympics creep ever closer. Opening ceremonies are this Friday night. And we've been talking about some of the athletes from Wisconsin, and we've done some homework today, and we have another great athlete that we will tell you about after the break. He is in the luge event.
I mean, how cool?
It's very cool, but you know what's weird? They call them lugers, which sounds too much like losers. I don't like that.
Actually, I got a small clip I can play for you about the luge. It's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, here we go.
No one said it would be easy, but it's all worth it when I'm out on the slopes with my board.
When I'm on the ice, I feel alive. It's my purpose.
I hate the luge. It's way too fast. It scares me to death, and I seriously hate it.
16 gripping winter sports.
I've been wanting this my whole life. I'm living my dream.
This is a nightmare. I hate the thing I'm good at.
Who is that?
I can't think of her name.
Is that Kate McKinnon?
No, it's SNL. It's one of the newer cast members. But
it's very funny.
I was dying laughing.
I would hate it, too.
Skit.
Man, one false move. Or somebody throws a pebble out onto the luge track.
And it's funny, like, they continue. It was a pretty long clip, but they were like, she always pretends to be sick before she goes off. And her coach is like, nope, nope, go down.
So we'll do that in the second segment after the break, just before the news. And we will tell you, we got a nice clip from Mike Clemens, who will join us on Friday night here and give us a rundown from Radio Row at the Super Bowl. But Mike shared part of an interview he did with, what's the Wolf kid's name?
Elliot.
Elliot Wolf, yeah. Who's a rock star.
Yeah.
GM assistant, or is he an actual, he's an actual GM.
Patriots.
Patriot. GM. Oh my God. So he's, you could almost say he's far out. He hasn't exceeded his dad's accomplishments because his dad won a Super Bowl.
But he's a rock star. A lot. He's worn a lot of hats.
Yeah. Is Green Bay, do you think Green Bay sorry to have not been able to keep him?
You can say that for a lot of people that the Packers have let go.
Can't keep everybody, I guess. Let's not waste any more time, folks. Let's get to tonight's Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is the best slow dance song? We all have those songs. They come on in the car, making us pine for someone maybe from our past or our spouses. But what's a great song to slow dance to? Remember, take yourself back to like a high school dance or in a bar when you met someone. Give me your best slow dance song. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Very easy to use, the Civic Media app. Download it today. And, it will not disappoint. You get all your favorite Civic Media shows and offerings and articles and all kinds of stuff on the Civic Media app or at civicmedia.us. And if you're watching the radio tonight on YouTube, Facebook, or X, go ahead and drop us a stream comment and I will read it on the radio. Your favorite slow dance song. Con, why don't you start us off tonight?
I said Low by Flo Rida.
Is that a joke? Have you ever answered a question in all seriousness? Are you afraid to show that side of yourself?
I'm not going to, like...
Conrad's serious side.
I haven't slow danced to a song, like...
Ever?
No,
Did you go to prom?
Our dances weren't like that, like, in high school. Like, they were all, like, I don't know, upbeat music. They were, like, keep your distance.
In a public school?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I wonder if that's a generational thing or whatever.
Yeah, it definitely was like watching movies or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, especially Back to the Future, like that scene where Marty's playing the guitar. Mine was like not even close to that.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, that was part of the fun of high school dances, I thought, was kind of pairing off or asking that girl to dance or that guy to dance. So if you were deprived of that, like Conrad was, I feel bad for you, but take us back in your past. And let me know what your favorite slow dance song is.
Well, anyways, Low, you know, is the apple bottom jeans boots with the fur.
You're going to have to do better than that. You might have to play a tiny clip of it.
I can't go any further
swearing
than that. Yeah, I can't go further than that.
They're swearing in it?
Jeez. I say innuendos
Oh, that's fine.
You don't need to say on the radio. Like, you
know. Innuendos never hurt anybody. I'm going to say How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. I love that song. And also, I have Co-Leaders, Always on My Mind by Willie Nelson. Two very beautiful songs that make you, if you were in a room full of dudes or girls, you'd wish someone from the opposite sex or same sex was there to slow dance with. How Deep Is Your Love and Always on My Mind. Those are my two. Let us know, folks. Be part of the show. I have to just get something off my chest, Con, because
okay.
Sherry Shepherd's show was canceled. Her talk show. And I got an email last night. Sherry was supposed to be on the show tomorrow night. And I got an email from her people last night that says, I'm so sorry. Sherry's Milwaukee date was canceled. So we're going to have to cancel this interview, which made sense if she's not playing in Wisconsin. I get that. And then today I wake up a text from my brother, Andy, who said Sherry Shepherd's show. I think it was Andy who said it was the whole show's canceled. She's off the air after four seasons. So I feel bad for her, but I'm the one that has to scramble for a guest for tomorrow night. So we know who the real victim here is.
Yeah, yeah, definitely you.
I think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's me anyway, because Sherry Shepherd probably has socked away millions of dollars. And I actually wrote promos for her at Lifetime years and years ago. And I thought she was wonderful. She's a very nice person. So I'm sad she will not be on the show, but we will do our best to replace Sherry, the irreplaceable Sherry Shepherd. You know who she is, right? From Friends?
I can't think
I'm Rhonda.
Yes.
And these aren't real.
Yeah.
Chip Chinnery told that story last week. But I already knew who she was, but it's funny. She's and then she calls that other guy out when they're sitting at the separate tables, and she's like, "Hey, Peter, man, I share my pudding with you." It's very funny. So we will fill Sherry's hard to fill shoes tomorrow. But that was sad news. And Kelly Clarkson, another daytime talker, but apparently her show is going away after this season because she is walking away to spend more time with her kids. I guess I didn't know this because I don't follow a lot of gossip websites, but her husband passed away last year, and she wants to spend more time with her kids, so that's admirable. Her show's been on for 7 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah. So two shows coming to an end, further murking up the daytime talk waters. We missed a text last night. I think our question was, if you had to share a voice with a cartoon character, who would it be? And Dan Thine on social media said Foghorn Leghorn, and somebody else said that, and I knew I saw that somewhere. So Foghorn Leghorn, that was a good one. Thank you, Dan. Sorry we missed you last night. We usually try to get to everybody's texts. Tonight on the show, ladies and gentlemen, after news, sports, and weather, which comes up in just about 13 minutes, we've got Carl Lowenstein from Sturgeon Spirits, a great distillery just outside of Oshkosh. They've got a big event coming up. Carl's also a sponsor of Nightlight, and I love reading his ads. They're very well done, very well put together and written. Carl will be here in studio to tell us about a really cool event to celebrate the 3rd anniversary of Sturgeon Spirits coming up. We'll talk to Carl, who will be here in person, which is fun. And then coming up in hour number 2 tonight, this is going to be fun. John Roach, this is a guy I met not even a year ago. And I connected with John immediately. We just kind of hit it off. And I'm such a huge fan of his. Con, do you remember the show he created in Chicago years ago when he was still living in Chicago doing like TV producing and stuff?
What was it?
He created a show called The Sports Writers on TV.
Yes,
it was all these
right.
old newspaper columnists with these fedoras, and they were chomping cigars in a dark room talking about sports. And they had newspapers, and it was like this just a really cool show, like nothing I'd ever seen before. Anyway, John created that. He also co-wrote the film The Straight Story for David Lynch with Mary Sweeney. And that there was, I think that film got a couple Oscar nods, not Best Picture, but maybe for Best Actor. And it was just a really sweet film shot in southwestern Wisconsin. If you haven't seen the film, I gave it a rewatch before John was on the show several months ago, and it was totally worth it. It holds up. It's a beautiful story about a guy who gets on a tractor because he can't drive from Iowa to Wisconsin to see his ailing brother. A really sweet story. And John's new show is A Road at Night, about Howard Moore, the UW-Madison basketball player, and his family who were in a terrible car accident. John did a great documentary. It's got a big event. He's got an announcement about it. So he's going to be here at 6:35. And then at 7, in the 7 o'clock hour, Act 3, Bodie Bentz joins the show. He's got a short film, a Western, playing at the Door County Film Festival next week. So we'll talk to Bodie about his film, too. So there you go. Questions, a guest. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Mike Clemens, and we're going to tell you about our Olympian spotlight. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite slow dance song? We've got news, sports, and weather in just about 7 minutes, followed by our pal Carl Lowenstein, who will be here in studio talking about a really cool event in honor of Sturgeon Spirit's third anniversary, an outstanding distillery just outside of Oshkosh. And he bought me a mocktail, Conrad.
So I mean, that's pretty cool.
Very excited about that because I'm really thirsty, too. So, hey, Mike Clemens does outstanding work here at Civic Media, covering sports in the NFL, and he shared with us, he's going to be on the show Friday to give us an update on the upcoming Super Bowl, but he shared a clip with us that he, of his discussion with Elliot Wolf, who is the son of Ron Wolf, a former Packers GM, right, Con?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and Elliot Wolf is a rock star, too. So let's play a few minutes of Mike's interview with Elliot Wolf.
With Patriots Vice President, General Manager, Elliot Wolf. Elliot, you grew up in Green Bay. Was it Notre Dame Academy?
Yeah, I mean, NDA really helped shape me into the person I am today. Made a lot of good friends, a lot of great friends that I still keep in contact with. Probably keep in touch with more people from Notre Dame than I do from college. So, you know, just the people there are tremendous, and it was a great experience.
You know, we heard stories from Ted Thompson that he used to have to babysit you when you were in junior high, growing up in Green Bay. Is that true?
Yeah, he never babysat me. I mean, so I would go into the office after school, and I would sit in his office and watch film with him. Maybe that's what he's talking about. He never actually babysat for me. I think he's kind of giving me a hard time there.
Yeah, so one night Ted told us, yeah, you know, he was like in junior high, and he helped me set the board.
Yeah.
Did you put the hoops up on the board?
Yeah, helped set the board. That was just something I was always really interested in. And, you know, obviously having that opportunity as a young person was pretty cool to be able to do that.
You got any 14-year-olds setting up your board these days?
No, not. Our college director's son is coming a couple times to watch film, Tony Kinkella's son. So it's been pretty cool to, you know, kind of give back, and you kind of see yourself in their shoes.
For all those years, though, that you were working around Ted Thompson when he came back from Seattle to become the general manager of the Packers, working alongside Ted all those years, is there part of you that still is in your mind about things that Ted would say or do that has helped you along the way?
Absolutely. Still think about what Ted would do in a lot of situations. And really just his patience is something that I always take into consideration. He was very patient, methodical, deliberate, would be the positive things you would say about it. And I find myself kind of at times overthinking or thinking about things the way that he did, and just trying to make the best decision for the team.
So with Dorsey a couple of years in Cleveland and here scouting, you know, up to the point now vice president, de facto GM, I don't know, this feels like this happened pretty fast. How's it felt for you?
It's been great, you know, and just give a lot of credit to Coach Vrabel and the coaching staff, and obviously the players that have come in and kind of built in with his vision, his identity for the team, and it's been exciting to see the rewards of that, and one more to go here.
You know, sometime after the Packers won Super Bowl 45, people began to wonder who might be the next general manager of the Packers. And there was a consensus that Elliot Wolf was being groomed to be the next GM after Ted. You heard those things, right?
Nothing but great times in Green Bay. You know, obviously some tough losses in championship games and division rounds and things like that. But it's really shaped me into who I am today. Learned from a lot of great people. And just the Packers are a first-class organization.
So, Elliot, you know that Packer fans now, they say, wait a minute now. We won a Super Bowl with Ted. John Schneider left, took the Seahawks with Pete Carroll to a couple of Super Bowls. Elliott's only been in charge of the Patriots 2 seasons. Both these guys have got their teams in the Super Bowl. What's going on with Brian Gutekunst in Green Bay?
I mean, I think Brian's doing a great job drafting free agency. He's got the right system in place. He's got a great process, and I think they have a great team.
Talking with Patriots general manager Elliot Wolf. So how critical is the timing, the right talent, making the hires like Mike Vrabel after he got released by Tennessee, or drafting a quarterback like Drake May?
Yeah, I mean, I think those are obviously, you know, the head coach and the quarterback are the two toughest ones to get right, and we've certainly gotten them right, so we're excited about that, and hopefully this is a, you know, a long-term success here for us.
You work with John Schneider.
That's Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority, doing the great work that he does. That was an interview with Elliot Wolf, the son of Ron Wolf, former Packers GM, who is now a GM for the Patriots and already has them in the Super Bowl. That's nauseating.
Yeah. Well, bless you.
Thank you. It is. It's like, you know, he's a very serious guy, though, don't you think? Yeah. That guy does not mess around.
No,
Mike kind of like tried to josh with him a little bit there. He wasn't having it. So.
No, he was not.
But that's probably why he's good at his job. So thank you, Mike, for sharing that with us. Mike is outstanding. All right. Our Olympic spotlight athlete tonight, folks, is a member of Team USA, and he competes in the doubles luge. Marcus Mueller. He's a Brookfield native. You read about this guy a little bit, Con. What'd you think? Pretty cool guy.
I mean, first of all, he competes in the luge.
Yeah, insanity.
The doubles, which just right there is just like, I respect you a lot.
Totally.
Because, I mean, just going down those, like, I don't know what they're called, ice tracks, going that fast is scary.
They compete at speeds of up to 90 miles an hour. And his introduction to the sport occurred when he was 11. He was recruited by a recruitment guy who came to Wisconsin searching for future competitors. He's only 20 now, Marcus Mueller, and he is competing with his partner, Ansel Hagzimazba.
he's from Massachusetts, so it's like
we don't
Wisconsin
have to get his
and
name
Massachusetts,
right.
You know?
That's right. Two good winter states. He is 21 from Farmington, Massachusetts, so a lot of youth on that luge. Mm-hmm. And their spots, I found this interesting. They won their first Gold Cup medal at Lake Placid just in December. And they got their spots on the team in January, last month. Is that true?
Yeah.
Or is that like last year?
I believe it was this year,
That's insanity. So cheer for Marcus Mueller, folks, a Wisconsin boy from Brookfield. Very cool stuff. He said his parents, girlfriend, and brother will be making the trip to Italy to cheer him on, and we can too, from the warmth and comforts of our own living room. Go Team USA and go Marcus Mueller. Very exciting stuff. When we come back after news, sports, and weather, our pal Carl Lowenstein will be here from Sturgeon Spirits. Let's do it, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a Tuesday night in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, and it is great to have you here, folks. We are, I don't want to call this a party, Conrad, but it's about to be, because our next guest brought the goods. Also, I want to acknowledge a text. This is from John, and our question tonight, folks, if you want to get in on the fun, is what was your favorite slow dance song? And John from Columbia County says, Spirit. Randy, California. I don't know what words of those of the song. Maybe all three of them, maybe just one of them. But he says, oh, no, there we go. I got a line on you. Spirit, Randy, California. I got a line on you. My wife and I had crazy sex to this. So here's the issue I have. Yeah. That's kind of vague. Like that, you know, crazy sex conjures images of him in a bunny suit and his wife swinging from a trapeze or something and trying to land on him. Or two people who are just happy to be having sex. Crazy sex is a very vague term, John. So feel free to elaborate if you prefer. But you're welcome to keep that to yourself as well. It's very personal stuff. But thank you for the text. That's great. All right. I'm very excited. My next guest comes to us all the way from the Fox Valley. And he's become a Nightlight like regular. And he is my favorite former professor at UW Oshkosh.
But that's a small list, I think.
It's bigger than you might think, Carl, and I will elaborate on that. But he is now the owner of Sturgeon Spirits, an outstanding distillery just outside of Oshkosh. And he joins me now here in the studio, Carl Lowenstein. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. It's exciting. Let's break out. Let's not waste any more time. Carl, I read ads for Carl. He's a Nightlight sponsor, which I'm thrilled about. And he brought the hard stuff and the soft stuff.
Right. So with Dry January, we did a little promotion. We called it Drink Together. And so we made a whole bunch of new cocktails unique to us where we did a mocktail non-alcoholic version and then a similar flavor profile, except with a little extra kick to it.
Yeah.
We called the Catch and Release.
So we're drinking basically the same thing here. Tell us what this drink is. If you're watching on the stream, you can see the
That's right. So it's drink. Blackberry, raspberry, lemon, and a splash of lemonade to top it off. Wow. On the NA side, we use blackberry syrup and raspberry syrup. And on the cocktail side, I'm using our own blackberry brandy,
wow,
raspberry syrup, and then again that lemonade. So it's a really nice matched flavor combination. So even Pete can join us in a toast.
You know what? Even if this was the hard stuff, I'd probably take at least a couple sips. Cheers, buddy. This is going to be good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
good.
Oh,
see, you should text in and tell me you should take a taste of the hard stuff just to compare the two, but I don't know how hardcore he is off, the wagon.
Here's what I've done since I stopped, kind of an informal stop. At my uncle's funeral, I had a shot of Miller Lite, because that was his favorite beer. And then my son had this old fashioned at a fish fry about 6 months ago, and it looked kind of different. I said, give me a taste of that. I took a big gulp, and that was it. So that's the only booze I've had in 3 years. So I would take a little taste just to see the difference, though.
Absolutely.
Can we do this, Conrad? Yeah. Can we have alcohol on okay.
Wait, you were just talking about sex 30 seconds ago, and now alcohol is somehow worse?
There's no regulations, though, when it comes to all my conversations about sex are basically PG-13. Maybe occasionally NC-17. Is it okay if I...
Absolutely. Right. It's even better from the mason jar.
Oh, that smells good. What if this is what turns me into, you know, a full-blown raging...
So I can tell you a story. I'm really excited about it. So the brandy...
Oh, you know what? These go really well. Isn't
that nice?
There's a kick.
Yep.
But it's still... That's great.
I mean, it's a sweet one. You know, it's a sweet cocktail, but it's a lot of fun. And the brandy is really special because it's a collaboration that we did with a really good friend of mine over at Ziegler Winery. Oh. And they got me some really nice red wine, and we distilled that and put it in a barrel for almost a year. And this phenomenal, phenomenal brandy that we're at, giving a little twist to blackberry. Because, you know, blackberry is the Wisconsin winter kind of thing, and hunting and fishing. You got to have a little blackberry.
Wow. So is that a thing? Blackberry is a synonymous?
Blackberry brandy is a huge thing. Okay. Everybody's grandma gave them blackberry brandy for their, you know, their bad gums and, you know, get them to go to bed. And you ask somebody who grew up here, and they'll had been drinking.
Bedtime snack.
Drinking blackberry brandy when they were sick or they had some other problem. Grandma always had a bottle.
This is great. And I love your idea that people, like, would you say it's become more commonplace that there are people, less people drinking now? So the mocktail market, I would think, is booming just so people can still hang out together. Because, you know, there's a place in Marinette called the Blue Room, and they make mocktails, and everybody's going. I'm not going to not go, but I want to know that I have something there, too, just like you do at Sturgeon Spirits.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a trend. The data is showing us young people in particular are drinking a lot less.
Mm.
But, you know, older people haven't cut back quite as much. But I think the poll just last week said the lowest number ever percentage of Americans say they're drinking. And it was, you know, 56% or something like that.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's really been dropping over the last few years. And so that's kind of what we're doing. But the other thing I would say about our space is that we're all about, it's a hangout spot. So
yeah.
If you come in, we don't have TVs, you know, we don't have loud music. It's just some nice jazz in the background. It's like, come in and talk with your friends. You want a place where you just hang out a little bit? That's our place.
It's community.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Third space kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know if you've talked about that. This notion of just a public space where you can get together with friends and make new friends.
I love it. You've got a really big event coming up on Valentine's Day, which I think is kind of fun. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, this is my favorite season. I'm a winter guy. I love winter. And I think the coolest thing in Wisconsin in winter is the sturgeon spearing season on Lake Winnebago. I think it's like the most crazy thing that I can imagine, right? The lake freezes over right now. There's like at least 24 inches of ice almost everywhere on the lake.
Is that true?
Take your truck right out there, drive right out on the lake, and then, you know, to catch a sturgeon, you cut a big ass hole. Can I say that?
You can say that. That's see? Mr. No sex talk here. Yeah.
You cut a big hole in the ice, put your shanty over the top of it, and wait for a sturgeon to swim by.
And
then
that's
you spear it.
That's exactly what they do. They cut a hole, and they just... You probably have to do it so fast, though. Or they swim slow.
They
swim
slow. They're cold.
Yeah.
Right? And then, you know, so people kind of have their hooks hanging from the top, and you drop it down, and you see it. But really, it's also just a good excuse to hang out with your buddies and drink.
Which is like what a lot of, you know, playing cards, fishing, whatever, yeah. So, but wait a minute.
That's
okay,
right.
So if you have 24 inches of ice and you got a hole, let's say I spear a sturgeon, where am I, how am I bringing that up?
Well, I mean, they're huge. It's a struggle sometimes, right? These fish can be 100 plus pounds.
Right.
Right. And so, they're big spears. They have tines on them. So once you get it in the fish, the fish is not getting away. But it could be a struggle. I mean, the last year was 172 pounds was the largest fish caught.
So, the hole is big enough so you pull it up through the hole.
Yep.
Okay. Have you ever done this?
I've never caught a sturgeon.
Okay.
I have license. I've been out. Not my favorite thing. I'd rather be doing other things, but I like to, make sure everybody has what they need.
Yeah.
And so our crazy thing this year is we're going to have a full cocktail bar on ice.
That
mile
is so fun.
Out on the lake.
Wow.
So.
And it'll be a truck? Is that how you're doing it? You'll have a truck parked on the lake, Lake Winnebago.
Yep. This year we're going whole hog. We're going to have some tables out there. We're going to bring out our little patio heaters, those down blast heaters. We're going to have a functioning bar so you can have some cocktails. You can do sampling.
Wow.
We're going to give away coffee in the mornings. If you happen to be on your way to the shack, you can stop by and get a cup of coffee from us.
Yeah.
But we're going to be a mile out. So
here's what I find fascinating is that, you're a winter guy. I'm not. But I always say to my wife, we need to find a way to embrace winter. And a fun event like this is exactly how you do that. You you just talk to people, you have a few drinks or coffee, whatever your jam is, and that's how you get through winter with fun events.
Oh, yeah.
So, tell us where the name Sturgeon Spirits comes from. I'm guessing it has something to do with.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what I celebrate. So, I'm actually from Iowa, so I moved up north when I, 25 years ago, and I came to Oshkosh, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever, this giant frozen lake and all these fish and this whole experience. And one of the things we used to do is just go out. Actually, it was fun thing about sturgeon is you catch it, right, and then you have to take it to a registration station run by the DNR where they weigh it and check it for age, and it's controlled just like deer or anything else, and that's how they save the population after all these years. And so I was like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. And then on top of that, the house I bought when I moved to town was built by sturgeon poachers.
Oh,
so I live in a house that's got a lot of sturgeon history to it, and the guy who built it was a German immigrant, and he apparently had a lifelong poaching habit, got run out of North Milwaukee, ended up up in Oshkosh. Nicest house on the block, built 1932. And I'm like, who builds a beautiful, nice house 1932? Well, criminals, right? And then we met the son who grew up there, and he's like, oh, yeah, the police used to raid us all the time and try to catch us with illegal sturgeon. They would smoke them in the backyard. They would clean them in the basement. And then he apparently sold these smoked fish out of the back of his ice business, this legitimate ice business, starting in the 30s. And it went all the way up into the 60s and 70s. Because I've met folks who're like, yeah, I used to catch perch and I'd take them over to the Goikies and they'd smoke them for me and whatever else. So I'm connected to the history, both in just my love of the event. And then I'm actually, learned all about poaching through firsthand experience.
Sturgeon, a prehistoric, really cool fish.
Oh, my God. They are the ugliest thing ever, but they're 300 million years old.
That's insane.
They have been living this way for forever, and they're freaking amazing. There's just incredible biology. The ecosystem's amazing. The fact that they're still here is incredible testament to the cool stuff that Wisconsin's done for conservation over the years. So, I mean, everything about it is awesome. And so I wanted to celebrate that in the name.
I love that. I love that so much. That is the voice of Carl Lowenstein, the founder of Sturgeon Spirits Distillery, a really cool outfit. They are one of our sponsors here, and we love that they are. And it's fun to read his ads every week. We are drinking. Tell us again what this drink is, Carl.
It's called the Bright Bait. And it's blackberry, raspberry, and lemon with a splash of lemonade on top. The catch and release version, one NA and one with a little bigger kick.
Are you digging yours, Con?
It's fantastic.
Is it already gone?
I'm sipping it because I'm savoring it.
You're walking home tonight, so you don't want to.
I didn't give him
jackknife on the way home.
I figured it wasn't safe. You guys are working. You guys got the NA version.
That's right. All right. So tell it. Do you know what the oldest fish? You said they record the age and all that. How do they tell that? And do you know what the oldest fish that's been pulled out of Lake Winnebago is when it comes to sturgeon?
They can be up to 100. So I know that they're pushing that. And the way they do it, actually, it's in their fin. It's almost like tree rings, the way their fins grow. And so they can actually take a little sample of the fin and see how old the fish is that way.
Wow.
The other thing is the DNR has been tagging them for years, and so a lot of the fishes have a tag in them or on them, and so that's one of the ways they track the population. Because the other cool thing about sturgeon is, you know, they swim up the Wolf River, they all spawn up in the rivers,
yeah,
on their way out, and so they're really easy to catch,
yeah,
when they're up spawning.
We've seen them in the Peshtigo River up near a dam, and it's. We saw probably one that was 12 feet,
oh, yeah,
a couple 10-footers. They are magnificent to watch just because of the history involved. We're getting into another topic you're kind of an expert at. But Carl Lowenstein is here, founder of Sturgeon Spirits Distillery. They've got a great event February 14th. We will remind you what that is when we come back, and we'll talk more about these bitchin' cocktails we're drinking. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, so one of the best things about having a really cool sponsor like Sturgeon Spirits is the swag. Check out this t-shirt, Con.
I mean, that's pretty sweet.
Carl's got his on. Carl Lowenstein is here. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. We're talking booze. Sturgeon Spirits, this great distillery in the Valley. They have a great event coming up February 14th, right on Lake Winnebago, a mile out. Tell us about the event again. Remind us, Carl, and then the significance of these two cool shirts.
So we're doing a bar on the ice. So that's... I suppose I want to preface by saying it's the first time ever in history that there's a legal bar on ice in Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. That is hard to believe in Wisconsin.
I just want to say legal, because I'm okay. Sure there have been many bars on ice, but they changed the law back in 2023, and because I'm a distillery, a producer, we can have a special license. And I'm like, well, how do we – this has been my goal. I'm like, since I started, I'm like, how do we get out on the ice during spearing season?
Yeah.
And they changed the law – 2 years ago to make that possible. And it was a pain to figure out, because let me ask you this, who's in charge of the water? I had to get permission from the governing DNR? Municipality of okay. the water. Good guess, wrong.
Department of Water. I don't know.
Right. Well, then, yeah, so I checked with the DNR.
Agriculture? Nope. Yeah. I don't know.
I checked with the county. I'm like, well, is it the county at Winnebago County? Nope. It's not the county at Winnebago County. Checked with the city, right? We're a mile in front of the city of Oshkosh. Nope. Not the city of Oshkosh.
Huh.
It turns out that the small townships of the county divide up responsibility for the water. So where we are, a mile east of Oshkosh, is the town of Oshkosh, which is just a little, you know, like, yeah. I don't know, suburb. What do you call these little townships just north of town? You know,
yeah,
a few thousand people, kind of, you know, they were all small municipalities. And for some reason, they are the ones who are in charge of the water in front of the city of Oshkosh.
How on earth do you mark that off? That's got to be. And what do you do when you get out far enough? I mean, how is that?
I have no idea why it looks this way. And actually, Winnebago is divided into like six different townships have control of the lake. So, you know, town of Oshkosh is in Oshkosh. You go up town of Menasha. If you get to the north, go to the other side, or you go south, is the town of Van Dyne. It's all divided
up,
but no cities, just townships, which is a bizarre thing.
But it worked out for you. Well, whatever you were able to navigate all that.
We went to the town of Oshkosh meeting, and we had a really great discussion about it. And mostly they're like, why are we in charge of this? Why do we have to sign the form? What the heck?
And you're
do
like,
we
so
have
I
to...
can have a bar.
That's
on
right.
The ice.
Exactly right. And it was super fascinating. The town chairman he was really doing his research. He's like, I don't understand why this is. There should be some. When did this happen? How did we get in charge of?
And he's
Lake
got a guy
Vega?
That owns a distillery telling him,
that's like, right,
making him aware of it. Well, we've got great cocktails. So, he's got a cocktail. I've got a mocktail. We've got our shirts. Conrad is already drunk, even though his was a mocktail. I don't know how that happened. Tell us about the next 2 weeks. So you got February 14th, this great sturgeon spearing event, and then you've got other stuff coming up. So tell us about
that. So the Friday the 13th, we're doing it's cut-in day, right? So that's the day you can legally take your shanty out and cut in into the ice. We'll have our open up our bar on Friday the 13th. We're also having a ladies' night at the distillery, so we're doing a permanent jewelry thing, or we're doing a tattoo thing. So we're kind of doing a ladies' night on the 13th. Wow. So if your guy is out setting up his shanty, you can always come in and have a cocktail and, you know, get some swag from us. You saw the T-shirts. What we're doing is only if you come out on the ice can you get this T-shirt that I'm wearing. The first inaugural Bar on Ice T-shirt is only available a mile out on Lake Winnebago for the days that we're open.
So how do people get out there? Snowmobiles, walk, skate?
You can drive. I drove out there this week. The fishing clubs are great. You got to watch the fishing clubs for your ice safety, but they put bridges over. There's occasional cracks that happen in the ice because it's just such big sheets that move around, and they have these long, they look like Murphy bridges. You know, if you ever watched a war movie, they put that thing over the river. They've got them. They lay them out. You could just drive your car out there. No problem. The ice is so thick. Part of the phenomenon, there are probably 5,000 people, maybe 10,000 people out on the ice every weekend spearing season.
Wow.
Just driving their truck out there.
So what is the significance of my shirt? This is Bar on Ice, but is it?
No, so we're doing two. You don't have to come see it. So you want to come to the tasting room, you can still get a memento, but you can't get the exclusive on ice shirt that I have.
Okay.
Because so, we'll be out there. I want to get you out there, and we're going to have some deals, but mostly it's super fun. This has been one of my goals. We pulled it off, and I'm so excited that we can serve cocktails on the ice. First time ever legally in Wisconsin.
What kind of cocktail are these sturgeon spear fishermen going to go for, do you think, typically? Or what's been your experience, if at all, even though you weren't out on the ice? What kind of drinks do they like?
Well, we've got so the brandy is huge, right? So the brandy, that's a new product for us, so I think we'll sell a ton of brandy. We're going to do the blackberry brandy as well. We've got a bourbon. We'll have some bourbons out. So we're leaning heavy on the bourbon and brandy cocktails. We're doing the coffee, and I figure a lot of guys will want a little something-something in their coffee, so we'll have some of our sweeter stuff and chocolate and amaretto and some various other things to give your morning coffee a kick out on the ice.
Any idea what the weather is supposed to be like? I know we're a ways out, but
it's looking pretty good. I think we're not going to have that really harsh cold. So if it's in the 20s, it would be awesome.
That's fantastic. Okay, so Carl Lowenstein is my guest. He's going to stick around with us for a few minutes after the news, and we will read some of your text after the news. John Roach is here at 6:35, folks. Outstanding filmmaker and director of The Road at Night. He will be here at 6:35, and then Bodie Bentz will be here talking about his film, which is in the Door County Film Festival in hour number 3. Our question of the night, what is the best slow dance song? Sue in Middleton in the 608 says House of the Rising Sun, The Animals. That's a great one. That's a great slow song. I can't see dancing to that, though, interestingly enough, Sue. But you know what? I don't tell Sue how to dance. So there you go. She says, or Unchained Melody. Sue again. Thank you, Sue again. You have some great taste. We are coming right back after the news. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.